Cause I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them boy do. You're recording, right? I need to party, man.
Still, I got to stick to my girl like glue and not even a lyric.
Nah, that was. Okay. I thought you were singing one of the other ones. You're like, blah, blah, blah.
Sound like Jessie from Little Mix. She did that Jamaican accent. Serious mode.
Episode 9.
Episode 9.
They say a cat has 9 lives, and we have 9 episodes now.
Yeah, so if you get a gal, this means our episode's going to end. So yeah, 9 lives for the episode 2.
Damn, man. It's been fun while it's lasted.
Okay, hi, guys.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, party people.
Thank you guys for coming back and listening to us.
As always.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you decided to be here with us.
Oh, I thought you were going to sing it. I got disappointed.
I'll sing it at the end.
Okay, I can't wait. Yeah, thanks for tuning in again, guys. Thanks for the engagement on our podcast recently. That's it, really.
That's what we're thanking them for. Yeah. Thank you guys for being you. Thank you guys for not being offended. Fuck you lot that do get...
Yeah, no, you I'm lot joking. That get offended. Why are you back here? We don't need to.
Let's not shame the audience.
I'm joking.
Let's not shame our listeners. Let's not
but
shame
you're
our listeners.
Embarrassing.
Stop it, man. Stop it.
Joking. We love you all.
I feel like since we've been podcasting, I've become the nicer one recently. And
yeah,
I feel like you're becoming...
The students become the master.
Mm, a little grasshopper.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm in Zen mode.
Someone's
now.
Annoyed me or something. I don't know. So who hurt you?
That comment gets me
I love that one.
That one gets my blood boiling, bro.
Thanks to Alex for donating to our podcast. Little shout out to him.
For those who don't know, we do accept donations. The donations go to a good cause. As all donations should. And in terms of that good cause, the money will go to my next date that I take a girl on because, you know, I'm learning part of my journey.
The money is not all going to the next date. It's going into our podcast too, but you're going to spend some of your own money on your date. It's just that this is pushing you to go on the date. So trying to get out of paying again.
Why should I pay for the date when the audience can pay for the date for me?
Are you rude? No, it's for our lovely equipment.
It's for our lovely equipment.
That will make us sound glorious.
In your eardrums.
In your eardrums.
So, yes.
And pushes Jay to go and spend his money on a date.
The less of my own money I can spend on equipment, the more money I can spend on the things.
Oh, dear, we're back to that again, aren't we?
The more money I can spend on the girls. So we'd like to thank Alex. Alex is our first donator. Donator, yeah, that is a word, right?
I think so.
Alex has given us a donation. He's made a donation.
We are very happy about this.
So we're very happy, we're very grateful, and we're very thankful. And because we're so grateful and thankful, this episode, we aren't going to offend any men.
I am.
Okay, well, I won't be.
I absolutely will be, because this leads us to tell you what we are talking about today. Mm-mm. And that will be the lovely topic of baby mums and baby dads.
Something that I just want to put it out there now. I don't have a baby mum.
None of us have baby mums or baby dads.
Yes.
Whoop to us. We've got to the big, big age of 27 and no kids.
26.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually 26. Yeah.
Well, we will be 27 with no baby part.
So, yeah.
Speaking into existence.
Yeah, manifest that shit right now. So, yeah, today we're going to be talking about dating people with kids. We're probably going to offend some people, let's face it.
As we always do, but that's why you guys continue to come back.
But we could just end the podcast really quickly now by just saying, don't do it. Yeah,
you have friends with kids so let's not do that.
I'm joking, please. A lot of my friends are mothers and fathers, and they're amazing.
Not me.
And I love their kids, but
it's a good thing you said that.
Why?
Like, you don't want to get your bridge burnt.
No, I'm only joking. I really want my friends who are single parents to find love, of course.
But the rest of y'all.
But listen.
The rest of you lot that are single. Boy, have we got news for you.
Unless you're my friend. Yeah, we're about to tell you something. You're going to learn today.
So I guess to start off with, have you ever dated anyone with kids?
I have.
She's talking from personal experience, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm talking from very real personal experience here. I have dated two men with kids.
Rah, some may say she's an expert.
An expert, I would say, is the right term. I'm not going to lie, I would never do it again.
I'm changing you and my name to stepmom, bruv. Are you been a stepmom twice at 26? That's wild, bro. That is wild.
That's so rude, isn't it?
That's wild. Alex says,
I wasn't
she needs to pick better men.
I do. You know what? He's right. He's right.
He is right.
But I've learned a lot from this because I'm not doing it again. I refuse. If you know what, Jay, if I come to him, I'm like, listen, he's got kids, but he's a really nice guy.
A man can have kids and be nice.
Yeah, but it's also drama.
How old were the kids?
So in my first relationship with a man with kids, he had a lot of kids. But
a lot?
I would say they ranged.
Jesus.
His eldest was like 12, I think, when we were together. And his youngest was...
How old were you at the time?
21.
Huh? 9 years?
22, no, 22 maybe.
Only 10 years.
When you put it like that.
You lot are both millennials.
He was older than me though. And then my last relationship was a man with kids. And
she clearly had the type here, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not doing it again, as I've said.
She says this.
And his kids were little, like toddler to age 5.
No, that's calm, because as the stepmom, you could groom them and nurture them from young. No, groom's the wrong word to use here.
Groom?
Nurture.
We can nurture them. No, I agree that when they're younger, they're easier to adapt to a new family in terms of a new person in their life. However, when they're younger is when issues are caused with baby mums or baby dads, because they're so fresh that people are still not over certain situations.
I can see that. Because the children are so young, they haven't spent or experienced that much time with their biological parents. So it's easier to nurture them. Whereas the guy you were dating and you had the 12-year-old child, that child has spent X amount, 10, 11 years
with mum and dad. Do you know what it is for me? Like a big thing for that, like in terms of young kids, is like the power that parents have over their children, especially mothers, because you get a lot of using the kids as weapons in situations like that when you're not seeing them because they're young and I don't want them around a new person.
Is that wrong for a parent to do that?
Like, of course it's wrong.
Is it?
If you're letting your child see your dad, and you're not going to court saying, I think the dad is dangerous, you should trust that dad is going to bring them around someone safe. Because otherwise you shouldn't be letting your child see your dad and you should be taking it to court.
But hypothetically, say it's a woman, a woman.
Yeah.
And her baby dad is talking to a new girl.
Yeah.
And you, from what you know of this person, because the new girl she's known around the end, she's not the sort of person that you'd want your children to be around.
Yes, but you can't control that because the dad might not want your friends around your children, but you're not going to stop seeing your friends. In most situations, the dad is, if they've split up, the dad don't like one of your friends, right? She's a hoe or she's this or that. She's not going to stop you.
Could we not use such derogatory language?
I'm quoting what I've heard people say. I don't like your friends and that, right?
Bringing tears to my eyes.
Shut up. Who have you turned into? Who are you? About derogatory, shut up. Anyway, no one's ever going to like all of the people you're hanging around with, okay? But if you're trusting the dad of your child to be around your child, you need to trust that he's going to keep them safe. Otherwise, take them to court. I don't want to hear the whole, I don't like her because she's this and that. It doesn't matter if you don't like her. Ultimately, she could be the borough bike for all I care.
The borough bike.
She's still...
The borough bike! I like that one! In my own misogynistic, I would have got a new start of that, but I'm a changed man.
Oh yeah, Jay's changed, guys. He's now not a misogynist.
The borough bike.
No, honestly, she can be all of that. Do you not have a say in it? If the dad of your child is taking your children around her because he loves her, whatever, you should
be going
to court if you believe that something is, if harm is going to be done to your children.
When you say harm, let's contextualize.
No, I'm talking in terms of bad influence.
Okay.
Emotional harm.
Okay.
If you genuinely believe that it's unsafe for your children to be there, you need to go to court. You saying I'm not letting you see my kids because you have a new girlfriend that I don't like.
And that's childish.
You're childish.
that's pathetic.
For example, my ex, the mother of his child, she thinks I'm a liar, so therefore he can't see his children if he's seeing me. And I can't see the children.
But there's nothing wrong with lying, though.
I mean, I didn't lie. It's the main point here. But I genuinely believe that people use children as weapons way too often. And it is so unfair on the kids. It all comes down to the kids at the end of the day. It's not fair on the kids. It's manipulating.
Mm.
It's so sad for children in between parents where they're fighting and they're using the child as a weapon. It's horrible.
It is. At the same time, I do understand it.
What?
It's more likely for a man to cheat on
Agreed.
A woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's what TikTok tells me anyway. I'm not saying it's true, that's what TikTok says.
No, yeah, I agree.
A man cheats on his partner, they have a child together, they then split up.
Yeah.
As the father of the child, the man should still have a right to be in that 100%. Child's life.
100%.
However, we are human.
Yeah.
We all have our flaws. Mm-hmm. None of us are perfect. I could completely understand how uncomfortable it would make the woman.
100%. One of my best friends had this exact same situation. She was with someone for a long time. She got pregnant. She had a child with him. Very quickly after she had the child, she found out he had a whole other relationship for 16 years around her.
I should have cheated. It's
not, all the time. Not time for singing. But she then had to go from being cheated on by her husband to then giving her child over to her husband at the door and doing up co-parent. But you do that. When you commit to having a child, you commit to putting that child first in front of every single emotional situation you are in. And I'm not being funny. Grow up. If you it's true. In terms of, I know it's going to be hard. I'm not saying grow up like that. If you're holding back your child because you don't want to see the man who cheated on you, grow up. Or tell your mum to do it. Or tell your dad to do the swap over. Your child is underneath this and your child is now not seeing his dad because he's made a mistake in your relationship. It doesn't make him a bad dad. Don't get me wrong. I don't condone it. I hate cheaters. You know I do. I'm so passionate same. About that. Shut up. I hate cheaters. I think it's disgusting, and I think it is a bad influence on your child.
A very bad influence.
Yeah, like
very
if your child's growing up around a dad that is being a player and all this, you don't want your child to see that. But ultimately, it doesn't make them mm-hmm. an unsafe father. It might not make them morally the best father, but ultimately, you've chosen to have kids with someone.
In that situation where the man cheats with a borrowed bike, let's say, does the mum have any right, and if so, at what age, to tell the children why her and the dad split up?
I think you can tell the children.
Does she have the right to outwardly say, me and your father aren't? Because there's one thing being questioned.
I think if they're old enough.
There's one thing being questioned on it. Say, you know, why did you and daddy break up?
Yeah.
There's another way of outwardly telling that man's a piece of shit because...
Personally, I don't agree with bad mouthing. I've got a friend who, she won't mind me saying this, she's quite vocal about it anyway, but she was in a domestic violence relationship with the child's parent, and she has done nothing but not bad mouth that man to a point where she could turn around and say everything he's done and how violent he's been, but she's been completely normal about the whole
that's
thing.
That's a really mature
She's always
approach.
Said, look, if your dad wants to do this, that's fine. Like, it's
that's
never
a really
been
mature approach.
Yeah, it's never been your dad hurt me, your dad's done this, your dad's emotionally abusing me. None of that. She's kept professional and she's been a mum and she's basically said, you lot make your own decision about your dad. And I think that's how it should be. I don't think you should badmouth to a child, especially a child. Stop doing that. Children should not be, especially children, should not be around that. Shouldn't be knowing that their dad is not a very nice person or their mum's not a very nice person at the age of 6 or 7 or 8. Why are we doing that to children? Let them have that discussion when they're 16, 15, I don't know, you know, old enough to emotionally understand something.
I feel like I'm way too immature to have kids, man. Because the way I don't think I would, but the way I would struggle not to...
It's so hard.
Bad mouth. Especially if they proper done me. Yeah. Like, if we just split up and all of that and
You'd
whatever.
Want to turn around and say to your child, listen, your dad did this to me.
He's a piece
so
of
I
shit.
Think like, he's a piece of shit. And quite frankly, I don't want you around him. But ultimately, you have to put your child first. Your child... It's better for your child to have a good relationship with their parent in most cases. And if they can do that and they can still parent, your opinion has to be put aside for your child. And I'll always...
This is hard,
I'm not
man.
Saying it's not hard, but you have
to. You just add a couple years onto my timeline.
Yeah, the kids think, wait.
Christ, honestly, I am not ready for that.
But we're going well off into the topic of how parents should be. We need to talk about relationships with people with kids, not about our relationship as parents. We're not parents. We can't really go too
fucking
in detail.
Right, no damn parent.
I mean, you know, we're definitely
no
not.
No matter what them gals say.
So let's talk. Oh, I've got chocolate all over my jumper.
What? Oh, that was a tangent. Well, let's talk. Chocolate on my jumper.
Damn it, that was karma. Question.
What
point do you think? I'm curious about your answer to this because I know it's going to be some bullshit. What time? At what period do you think when you're dating someone you should know about the other having kids? If you were a dad and you had kids, when would you be telling the girl you're speaking to on Tinder?
So my approach to this is you have to conceal certain information until they like you. It's similar to, you know, when it's similar to when businesses pitch to other businesses or clients, or when businesses are pitching,
it's actually not emotionally invested.
anyway There's a form of investment. That's the common denominator here. They pitch whatever the idea is, whatever they're working on, whatever their area of expertise is. The clients, they buy into that. And they think, I'd really like to work with this person. And at that point, that's when you tell them the information they don't want to hear, the cost. You don't come up straight away and saying, you know, telling them the cost straight away because... You haven't got their attention.
Okay, let me tell you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I said to you, Jay, I really like this guy. We've been talking for this many days. He's real cute. We're going out on a date. Mm. Went out on a date. And I'm like, Jay, I'm happy. And you see me happy. And then bang, you see me the next day. And I'm like, Jay, he didn't tell me he's got kids, bruh.
I can't be mad at the man.
You're going to be mad at him because you know I don't want to be with him.
But I respect it, though. Because
what makes you respect that?
Because I'm a hypocrite, no? Because that's exactly what I'm not telling you at the beginning.
That's disgusting.
And you know how I'm spinning it as well? You know I'm a key gaslighter. This actually isn't gaslighting. But really? In terms of how I would spin it, I would just say, you know what, my children are very personal to me. I don't
one of those.
My children are very personal to me. You know, obviously we're just meeting. They are a key and important part of my life. I want to get to know you first.
Yeah, I'm not saying let me meet them tomorrow.
I know.
At least let me know they're there.
But that's why I'm
so I can run for the hills.
That's why I'm a spin doctor. So by the time I tell you, you're like, you know what? I don't like the fact that this guy has kids, but
no,
you know, he does have kids.
At that point, I'm out.
However, he has all the other green flags.
That would piss me off even more that you think that I'm going to stick around when you've hidden that from me.
It's like roulette. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. But I'm not telling you from the outset because you might see me on a little dating profile and I might say father of two kids and all of that. You're swiping left on me. You don't want
them. Yeah, exactly. Why would you want a woman that doesn't want your two kids?
Huh?
Why would you want a woman to like you when she doesn't want your two kids? You're not going to drop
I might. But no, but...
I know what you mean. You could potentially make someone
it's
like
a, it's a wheel. It's a wheel. It's a wheel of opportunities.
You should want someone who's ready to be a stepmom because, listen, that is not me. And I think it should be in your Tinder bio, babes.
Nah, 100%. I'm not doing that. There's not a chance.
Listen.
Not a chance.
The first question I ask on Tinder is, have you got kids?
Do I put my height in my Tinder bio? No. Do I put the fact that I don't try in my Tinder bio?
Then you get disappointed, no. Don't you? When people then say, oh, I don't want you that height, so bye.
No, but
when you get upset, you say to me, I'm ugly.
No, but sometimes it works, though. Sometimes like the girls are taller, but they're like, you know what? I vibe, like, do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, well,
you might be 5'4", but you have the six. You have a 6 foot personality.
So you wouldn't be pissed off if you went on a date with a girl because I know you're not ready to be a stepdad.
I'm strapping up. I'm telling you that. Hey, no,
you're telling me you wouldn't be pissed off if she randomly landed on you saying she had two kids.
Chances are, most women that have kids,
no,
would have it on this. Their, will have it
yes,
on their wallpaper
I know
screens. I'm that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking attentively.
They're gonna piss. I've seen them enough already. I think it should be done.
I would be pissed off. Don't get me wrong, but at the same time, I understand it.
Nah.
And if I didn't want to be with a girl and I saw she had kids, I'm giving her the left swipe. But if I've gone on a couple dates with you and you're like, listen, Jay. Like, listen, yeah, I've got something to tell you. I've got kids. I didn't know how to tell you all of this. Because I like you at this point.
I promise you, you're not sticking around, Jay.
You don't know that.
I know you're
not. I might meet them.
You're going to be stepdad, Jay.
Only for... Huh? I might meet them, see what they're like.
Nah, shut up. You're not doing that.
Eat their Smarties, drink their Capri Sun. Listen, there's bonuses. Listen.
There is bonuses.
There are perks to dating women or people with kids.
Nah, man.
Sunny delight.
I used to be really open to it, you know. I used to be like, yeah, I don't mind. I think it's cute. If you're a good dad, I don't mind. Listen, the drama that my last relationship brought me. No. We're not doing this no anymore. Never again. I'm not doing it.
But the drama
you're not gonna catch me engaged to a man with kids in a few years.
I really hope so.
I feel like I'm a magnet for baby dads, you
and
know.
When the pastor said, if anyone has any reason why these two shouldn't get married, I just had the podcast on blast.
Me saying never again.
Your personal experiences, was it more challenging because of the dynamic with the ex rather than, like, look at me and my ex?
It makes a lot of difference. Like, for example, the ex before, the first one, one of his baby mums was absolutely fine. She was there was no drama.
You mean one of the baby mums?
He had more than one baby mum.
My love, fuck too much.
But I do 100% I agree that it's the baby mums and dads. It's not the kids.
I
love kids. I could deal with my ex's kids all day, every day. Like, they were so cute. I thought they were so cute. We took them out. We did, like, cute little trips.
Every day
we went out, it was a lie. Oh, I have to not tell her where we are.
I have to tell her who?
The baby mum, because she's just nuts.
Oh, scheme.
And there was the whole, I'm going to stop him seeing his children. All of this, all the stress of, I might have to go to court, and I'm there Googling about family court. Why am I spending my time doing that? And then I've got her in my DMs.
Well, he may ain't doing that with her 24 hours, I'll tell you that.
Honestly, I just think I don't have time for it. And the cheating, a lot of people go back to their baby mums.
Really?
And I'm not about that. Do you not see all the TikTok girls? And they're all like, oh, I see TikTok girls all the time.
Our algorithms are so different.
Oh, it's so funny how your baby dad's new girl thinks she's the one when really he's fucking me. These baby mums are wild.
That's a thing.
It's a real thing. I'm going to show you TikTok after this. You're about to learn.
That's a thing.
These baby mums do not play. In fact, I've got friends that are baby mums and they do not play. They do not play.
So I can be beaten too, girl.
Oh, wow. If you want kids to go with that, yeah, sure. Mm. Is it worth the sacrifice?
The Capri Suns.
Penguins.
Yeah, you don't like that, bitch. Listen.
Now, the snacks are elite.
Listen, having a youth don't sound too bad this time of year.
Yeah, it sounds all right, doesn't it? It sounds cute.
Well, let's not speak this into existence.
At least I know I'll always get my baby dad back if I ever get lonely. But imagine though, out of the... But do you know what? Okay, no offence to any baby mums, but offence at the same time.
Jesus.
If your baby dad is someone that you've literally stopped seeing your children because you're so mad at him at times... And then you're lowering your own self-respect enough to then sleep with him just to spite a new girl or to spite him or whatever it is. Please check yourself. Baby mothers, we cannot be doing this. And dads as well. Stop, man. Stop going back to the woman that doesn't let you see her fucking kids.
Pussy good.
Mad. So
I can't lie, that's the type of stupidness that I would do.
So, like, my, for example, listen to this sentence. My ex, his baby mum went from wife and got demoted to side chick when he was cheating on me with her. Imagine the disrespect on yourself when you've gone from wife to a side chick.
Hold on. You're bad. So why? You let a man, you were with a man. Why
he cheated on me with his baby mum. How am I the bad person?
Then why is she the side chick then?
Because he was hiding her from me, wasn't he, when he was cheating with her? So he's demoted.
This is multi-dimensional cheating, bro. A man cheated on both of you lot.
No, she knew I was there. She did it to be spiteful. She even messaged me saying that she did it just to prove a point because she knew he would.
Yes.
But you've given yourself enough disrespect.
She been added onto the wicked
chart. Just feel like, do you disrespect yourself that much? Do you actually think that low of yourself to go from wife, married, a whole wife, a whole mother of his children, to side chick, secret side chick, you know?
No, but sometimes you've got to show you still got
embarrassing.
It.
Embarrassing. Still got it.
Sometimes you've got to show that you
embarrassing.
I respect it.
Embarrassing.
Shut up about you. I respect it. I quite like, and she DM'd you as well?
That's the
funny. I beg you read out the DM.
Oh, no.
I beg you read out the
There's
DM.
There's too many to go through. I could never.
Jesus. No, I respect it.
I'm glad you do. Because listen, no one else respects her.
I'm here for it.
It's embarrassing. But yeah, man, come on, people. Stop doing that. You're not with them and you can't be a family for whatever reason. Stop going back for sex. Jokes aside here.
She might not want to up her body count.
On a serious, maybe. On a serious side note, how bad is that for the kids? Bringing your dad, baby dad, back into your home and sleeping with him and having him in your bed and all this shit when your 2-year-old and your 4-year-old are running around the house.
I don't know about that, man. No, no.
You're telling me at 5 years old you don't know who your dad is and your mum.
No. But the fact that he's sleeping in the bed, that don't mean that.
But then he's meeting me outside of that. The children then come in to meet G.
Yeah, Auntie G.
and we're holding hands. But he's also holding hands with mummy. Like, come on. And also, it's mean on the kids. The kids are seeing dad at home and they're seeing dad all cuddling up with mum. And then a week later, he's gone again and they're not doing cuddling up. They're not having sleepovers anymore. It's confusing for the children. Emotionally, that's damaging for the children. Come
confusing
on.
Confusing for me, boy.
Exactly. It's not nice for the kids. Do it secretly, at least. Go to a hotel or something. Don't do it in front of your kids.
You mean go to a hotel? You know how much nurseries cost? You think you love money?
Get to babysit while you want to shag your baby dad. Sorry, man.
I need to date a baby mom, I can't lie.
Do it. It will stress you. I want you to do it because I need to see you stressed. And when the dad's coming to meet you and he's saying, yo, don't touch my children, innit?
Listen,
yeah?
If I date a baby mom, I'm not taking on any of that stress, bro. When the child's sick, not my business. Yeah? Any of that, not my business.
Oh, don't.
The child wants a lollipop, not my business, bro. I ain't paying for that. The money
that.
I
paid for loads of stuff for my ex's kids, actually.
Fuck that, man. And
that,
I got to pay.
That annoys me.
I got to pay for your kid and you. The audience
for the
pay
other
for
parent
that.
To not even be grateful that I'm you buying like your children that. Lunch.
How am I spending more on your child than you
than
are?
You are, fuck for off, real. Man. For real.
I'm not on that at all.
No,
man.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Listen, any baby mom that out there.
Jay ain't got
any problems with your baby daddy. Shout me.
It would be interesting to know if, like, I wish you had dated someone with kids because I'd like to know the other side with, like, what men are like as baby dads because obviously I don't know.
You know what I'm like. I'm not taking on anyone else's drama. I'm way too selfish to be doing
it. I know you're not. But there must be guys that have got with people with children and had the drama of the dad or...
I don't actually know any of my friends that have, you know.
I don't either. I think men are smarter in that sense.
Yeah, because why would
men
you...
Men stay far away from that.
Yeah, why so do you want to... I don't want to refer to it as baggage.
It is baggage.
Okay, well, you...
No, it's you 100%. Refer to it as baggage. If you have children and you're looking for another relationship, that is baggage. And I'll say that to all my friends. My friends
These
will know
views
this.
Aren't
Ultimately,
mine.
They've got baggage. It might not necessarily be bad baggage. Like, my friend's son, he is an absolute... I'm just thinking of one in particular.
These
an absolute
mine.
Angel. Like, he's lovely. The baby dad doesn't really cause any issues. It's fine. You've still got baggage, though, because when you're thinking about buying a house, you still have to think, oh... We need to give the little picnic a room. I remember, how bad is this? I remember thinking when I was buying my house, when I was thinking about buying a house.
When you were buying your house, when you buy this
house.
When
I was thinking about buying a house, I remember thinking, right, my boyfriend at the time has 2 kids. We're going to have somewhere for them to stay. Not me looking for a four bed to make sure that his children are settled.
Four
in
bed
my
for
house.
What, bro? Put them in the same room. Get them in the living room, bro.
Not me looking at actually thinking about buying a
yeah,
nice
they're not
and doing up
they ain't contributing for them extra 2
and
rooms.
His baby mum definitely ain't. So what, I'm sleeping your kids in my house that I've purposely bought a big house for and put up Spider-Man wallpaper and shit. No way. I'm not doing it again. No. It stresses me out.
You look that date people with kids are better people
no, you're
than
better.
Me, boy. Because...
Some of my friends do. And I think, do you know what? I just take my hat off to you because that is one of the hardest jobs. It is such hard work.
For the kid not to like me.
Let me
date a thing and the kid don't like me, bro. Let that happen, innit?
Nah.
You think,
I'm
oh,
not
eat,
doing
drink,
it again.
Drink the whole Capri Sun thing, bro. All of it. And I ain't replacing none of it.
You know your dinosaur sandwich? I'm taking it.
Eat all of it, bro.
Nah, I'm sorry. I'm not doing it again. When do you think, though, that if you were in a relationship, you should meet the kids?
Fucking hell. I think, what if I dated a gal with picnics?
Yeah. When do you think you should meet the kids? And let's not talk about you specifically, because all know you're a little bit immature when it comes to...
Don't say immature. I'm a realist.
Okay, you're different. The normal person, when do you think is a good... If it was me talking, I was telling you, I've got a man, he's got kids. When would you say is a normal time for me to meet those kids?
It's so hard. Mm-hmm. I feel like you need to meet the parents first.
No, I disagree.
No, as in... If you're talking to a man with kids, I think you need to meet his parents before you meet
The baby mum.
Oh, no, fuck her.
Oh, no, yeah, fuck her, no. You need to meet.
It's tough because you shouldn't put pressure on someone.
I agree.
Because that might be love bombing.
Mm.
But at the same time, if you and that person are serious and you're trying to build a life together,
you need to know whether that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, you need to know if you might not like the kids.
Exactly, 100%.
Because if I'm talking to a girl and I don't like her kids,
imagine it's causing problems. You're not together. Man. If those kids hate you and you're thinking of moving in with this girl and stuff, and you've got the kids around, they hate you. It's a toxic environment instantly. You have to rethink that.
For them to be playing my PS5 when I want to watch some Netflix. Fuck off, man. Nah, it's true.
For you having to eat waffles and beans instead of a normal meal. Because the kids don't like spaghetti.
No protein at all, bruv. Nah. It's stupidness.
Can you cook for us?
They're holding onto man's leg, shaking man's leg. Fuck up. Fuck them kids, bruv. I had to kick the kid to the side.
He was doing the motion of kicking a kid off his
leg. It sounds so bad. I don't condone. I don't condone any of that. But the point still stands.
In one part of my mind, I'm like, I do think you need to be very careful with who you're bringing around your children. As a woman, me thinking, would I bring a man around my kids very quickly? No, absolutely not, because I don't know you. I don't really want to bring people into my life unless I know you're going to be there long term. But like you said, I also need to know if you're going to get along with my children. I also need to know if my children are going to like you. And I think it's unfair if I bring a man into my life and I've got children for him to not know that side of me. I think if I'm trying to give all of me to someone, and my kids are a big part of me, you're not getting all of me if I'm not introducing my kids.
That's true.
I think the best thing is just to do it when you're comfortable and when both of you are comfortable with the situation.
I mean, obviously, I do have the 6-month rule. So yeah. If I have a 6 months, you make it official.
I like
fuck
the
off.
6-month rule in terms so of I kids, think I think.
You, within those 6 months, maybe a month 5 or the beginning of month 6, I think at that point, I think that's a good amount of time to know... You know, whether you two like each other, whether there's any potential of you lot making things more serious in the future. Any time less than 6 months, the two of you could potentially be on different pages.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you know what I'm saying? Rather, after 6 months of dating, it's a long time.
I remember my ex's baby mom trying to make him sign a contract that she'd written herself saying 1 year. He was sure that the kids weren't allowed to meet a new partner for 1 year. I said, absolutely not. I was meeting those kids behind her back for a while.
That's bad, man. So do you think you need to meet the new partner, his old partner?
No.
Why not?
And loads of people disagree. I've had disagreements over and over and over again about this. It goes back to the point where if you don't trust your partner to have your children and because you wouldn't want to meet all their friends.
Yeah, no, but that's a very important part of the child's life. You need,
it's
what do you
not
mean?
Any part
no,
of your,
nah,
I think it's nosiness.
On,
I think when women want to meet the new girlfriend, I think it's pure nosiness. Because what are you going to do in one coffee meeting? Know if they're a psychopath? You're not going to know. You're not going to know shit. Everyone's going to act nice when they first meet you, aren't they? Especially if there's someone who's going to be around your children.
No, but still, as a biological parent.
Okay, cool. You meet the man that's going to be around your kid. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's a nice situation. I would hate a woman to be around my children, a new woman. Everyone's going to hate that. They're your children.
Surely you'd meet them to build that relationship.
Yeah, I agree with that if you're mature. Listen, for me, if I had kids, I would openly say to the father of my child, when you're ready, I'm happy to meet her and try and build a relationship with
her.
Okay,
good. But
most people aren't like that, Jay. But most baby mothers aren't like that.
No, I understand.
So say for my ex, for example, she wanted to meet me. I didn't want to meet her because of how she was with me before we even met. She was already abusing me by message. I said, absolutely not.
Okay, if the partner's toxic, then yeah, then I understand.
I agree that you shouldn't. Oh, I think if you're in mature relationships and they've had a mature breakup and they're both adults and they just want to literally, and she with her whole chest says, I just want to meet her so we can build a relationship. We're both going to be around
my children. That's good.
100% fine.
That's good.
But don't do it in the sense of, I want to make sure you're safe to be around my kids. You ain't telling me shit. If we're in a coffee shop and we're meeting for a little coffee for an hour so you can sit there and interrogate me and you don't like me, then what? You can't stop me seeing them. Unless you go to court and you're still not getting that unless I've got a criminal record. So now what, Karen? Now what?
Slightly unrelated. You're my bestest friend in the whole wide world and I spend a lot of time with you. If my girlfriend wanted to meet you because she wanted to sound you out and all of that and, you know, her intentions weren't right, would you still meet her?
Yeah.
Because I think there's one...
I think it's different because... You're not doing it because...
As in me.
No, as in she's not doing that because she wants to see the new girlfriend. It's not... She's just trying to be nosy and see who your girl best friend is. And I'm all here for that. I think it's weird not introducing
But even
me,
if her intentions
it's
aren't...
Like you're hiding me.
You're an important part of my life. She wants to build a rapport with you. That's completely
fine. I mean, don't
get me
wrong. I'd be pissed off. I'd be like, I think it's ridiculous that she doesn't know me and she's already trying to have...
Okay.
But I would
That's
also,
what I'm
but I'd
to.
Also be like, I'd quite like to meet her so she can see that I genuinely am not, I haven't got bad intention. I'm not trying to steal her man. Yeah, I feel like I'd like to settle that for her girl best friend that everyone's paranoid about because I do get that it's an uncomfortable situation for a lot of people. It's not your most normal situation to have a boyfriend who has a very and when I say a boy best friend, a lot of people have boy best friends or girl best friends, and they're not. Like we are. We spend pretty much every day together. We go to the gym every morning together. We podcast weekly together. We spend time editing.
It's kind of bad that when I do have a girlfriend, I'm going to see you more than I see her.
Yeah, but I would be like...
She doesn't
I
need
think
to know
it's
about
the same
that,
with like your bad mind. No, no lying. I will not be promoting that. But I think it's the same with when you have like a girl best friend. For example, one of my girl best friends, we used to literally live in each other's pockets and we'd be together every single day. I don't really think... In my situation, gender makes a difference, but I can understand why a girl would feel paranoid about that. So I'd be happy to settle that because...
So should I put in my Tinder bio that I have a girl best friend?
And she's willing to meet you. Yeah, I think you should.
Okay.
But yeah, now I think if you're toxic and the reason you're wanting to meet... The new partner of your parent, of your child.
If you don't have good intentions. Yeah,
if your intentions are bad, I don't think you deserve to meet them. Because ultimately, it's going to do nothing for the relationship.
And you're just creating unnecessary conflict as well.
100%. And I used to say that to my ex. But don't get me wrong, at the beginning of the relationship, I was like, I'm very, very happy to meet her. Because I understand that as a woman, it's not very nice having people around your children. And I reached out to her. To start with, and I said to her, listen, I just want to reach out.
Though?
It was months down the line, maybe 6 to 7 months down the line.
Okay.
I reached out to her and I said, I want to reach out because I can always understand that it must be horrible when a new woman comes on the scene and you know she's going to be around your children. So I just wanted to settle this, not
you,
stay
here. Did you DM her on the gram?
I messaged her by WhatsApp and I said,
you had her number?
He gave me it. And she'd already been making some dickish comments about me to him privately before this. But I thought,
and he told you the truth.
Yeah, he told me that.
I would have lied, man.
No,
he showed you.
Yeah.
A better man than me.
She was asking for my Instagram and that. I was like, right.
You know I would have been lying.
So I reached out and I was like, I'm not going to be the one that the new girlfriend that sits behind the scene. I was like, I'm going to be straight with it and say hi and introduce myself and say that if you want to put any boundaries in place of your I was trying to be so open and she was just a dickhead from day one. I said, okay, cool. After that, I'm not seeing you. And she was desperate. She'd be like, I want to meet her. And I'd be like, no, I'm not meeting someone who hasn't even given me a minute of a chance. Do you know what I mean? To sit there and grill me in a restaurant. I'm not doing it. At that point, no.
No, you know
what? Your intentions aren't pure.
You know what? I understand that. Well, when it comes to meeting the parents for the first time. You know, you have some parents that they aren't difficult people generally. Normally, they're nice people. But because they're meeting the person who their child has an interest in, they're purposely being challenging. Any girl's parent does that to me, I'm not tolerating that shit.
I'm not tolerating
because
it.
Same with my ex again.
Yeah. His mum was like that.
Oh, weren't.
And I don't like talking too much on people's parents, but she was very, very hard work. And I won't go into detail.
I don't like
But she was
about
essentially,
parents,
no, no, she was essentially one of those mums that doesn't want her son to be with anyone. And she doesn't believe that anyone's good enough and all of that. One of those kind of vibes. And
was he good enough?
Absolutely not. It's a piece of shit. That she had. Do you know that, Mum? Do you know that, Mum? Because from before you start saying you don't want to meet me because of whatever reason, because your son's your angel child. Do you know that, Mum? That he's actually cheating on me and that you've raised a piece of shit. Do you know that? Because don't come for me when I'm a good-hearted person and you've not given me a chance. I hate that.
Would you ever tell a man's mum that he's cheated on you?
Probably not.
Okay.
No.
God, I was going to say, that's fucking wild.
No, no, no.
But if you ever did, I'd understand it.
I can understand where the rage comes from, because there was points when I thought, I'm just going to go to this boy's house and tell his mum that she's raised a piece of shit. Because ultimately, I think mums like that should know, because you think your son is a golden child.
My mum would be so disappointed.
Can you imagine your mum?
So disappointed.
So disappointed.
If she ever knew that I cheated.
If she knew that you cheated.
Not on my ex, but you.
So, on your ex.
Stop that. Stop it.
Also, there comes a point, even if you say that they've cheated, they still think their child is a golden child. And you're just never changing that. You could tell them they've murdered someone and they're still going to say, my angel boy. There's no point.
I think that's a really immature parenting approach.
Oh, it is.
Like, my mum would fucking...
I would ruin my child if I found out that he cheated. But this is why shit men are around. Because people are letting their children get away with this shit and they're not educating them.
That's true.
People like my ex's mom that make out that everything he does is angelic.
At all ages, still hold your children for a chance. 100%. I would never ever be able to tell my mom that I've cheated.
No.
I wouldn't fucking dream.
My ex told me that he told his mom he cheated on me,
but I do not believe it for a heartbeat. Men don't do that.
We don't do that. But anyway, let's not get into that, because it actually makes me a bit angry, to be quite honest.
Making your blood boil.
Maybe we should do an episode on like parents like that, but I feel like I'd just be throwing shade.
We should invite some parents on. get it from their experience.
I remember I did an April Fool's prank on my dad and said I cheated on my ex once. He was fuming at me.
Really?
He was like, you idiot. Why did you do that? It was a text. And I was like, whoa.
Talking of April Fool's, we're recording on Monday, the 28th of March. So happy Mother's Day.
Happy belated Mother's Day to all the mums. Can we say it to the stepmums? All the stepmums. Everyone. All the mums that have lost children, all the people that have got stepmums, all the people who...
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Just everyone.
So happy Mother's Day to you for the two times that you've been a stepmom. You're 26. You deserve an award for that.
I was never a stepmom.
We're dedicating this episode to you.
No, I was never a stepmom. Listen, fuck off.
I might make you a stepmom at 21.
I wasn't a stepmom. I think it's different when you're living with them or you're really doing up stepmom things, like taking them to school and making them dinner. And
what stage in the relationship should you be doing that?
If you live with the partner, if it gets to a point where you have moved in together and the children are coming around every other weekend or three times a week, whatever your situation is, and you're comfortable enough in your relationship that you know the kids, you have a good relationship with the kids, I think at some point you've got to step up and do mum stuff, because you've got kids there ultimately. And if you have to make them dinner, you've got to make them dinner. If you have to
I'm cooking dinner for them picnic,
for example, like I know someone and her partner basically has 50-50 with the kids, so they're there a lot of the time and he works shifts, so sometimes she'll take them to school. There has to be a point where you're like, okay, fine, our relationship's going to become difficult if I don't do this for your children. I've accepted you having children, so now I need to step up. I think if you take on children, you have to take the role of
them children can cook for themselves. Bro, just go put on a little YouTube tutorial video, a cartoon version of Jamie Oliver or something, man. As I said earlier, you lot that date people with kids are better than me. Because I'm a selfish fuck. I ain't doing shit for them kids.
I think it's good to start that whole situation saying you're just a friend. If I was to introduce my new boyfriend to my kids, I would be saying, oh, this is my friend, Adrian, or whatever. That was a random name. I don't know why I said that.
Adrian. That's a nice name.
I know a dickhead called Adrian, but anyway.
Fuck him. Yeah. She let me not throw shit at a man Adrian. I don't know. Is he in jail?
No, he's a dickhead. I'll tell you the story after, but he's a dickhead. Yeah, I would introduce as a friend, I think, first. And then have them build up the relationship as friends. And, oh, this is just mummy's friend. And then from there, bond becomes stronger between the children and the new partner.
I really hope I don't fall for a girl with kids.
Do you know what, God? Please, if you're listening to me, please don't land me with another man.
No, I think you'd be good.
I have no problem with the kids. This is the whole point.
I have a problem with the kids.
I love them. I plan the best weekend for my ex's kids, right?
You plan a weekend for me, bruv.
I know.
So why don't you?
I was a really good person, but then I got hurt. And that made me a bad person.
You plan a weekend for them little kids.
Yeah, I took them to some really nice places. On this specific occasion, we took them away and I made them little packed lunches for the car drive because I know he's not really doing
it. You made me one packed lunch in my life, bro.
Listen, I make you lunch literally all the time. But I just don't make you dinosaur-shaped sandwiches.
Yeah, maybe I want the dinosaur
all
too.
All right, well,
man.
I'll do that for you, hon. Shall I do that? Are you going to call me mum?
Don't. Oh, shit. I was on the topic of that.
That's
oh,
mad.
God, I need to dedicate a whole episode to this girl. She tried to get her. You know you, bro. I've got a whole episode coming for this girl. But
listen, we need to wait. We need to wait
because every action has a reaction. So we're going to wait. I love the way we switched this up. Me and this girl, we're in bed. We're being intimate, yeah. I love the word intimate.
I hate it.
All of a sudden, all I hear is call me mummy. And I'm like,
oh. No.
I'm like, huh? He's like, call me mummy. And I'm just like,
did you do it?
Yeah. What? What? Do I even call my mum mummy, bro? Mummy. Like I'm some bitch. Oh,
wait,
my.
Don't kink shame.
Oh, nah, that's disgusting, bro. Listen, any of our audience, if any of you man call girl mummy, start listening now, innit? Because we do not make content. That's so disgusting.
Don't be rude. That's
that
kink
is
shaming.
So, I'm kink shaming. I'm going to own. That's so disgusting.
I have a client that told me that her boyfriend used to call her mummy a lot. And I remember dying when she first told me that. She was like, I swear. And I was like, no.
Who started that? Whose idea was that?
Know.
Because when girls say daddy, that's normal.
I don't think that's normal.
That's normal. Far. Society, TikTok says it's normal.
Yeah.
It isn't. There's one thing that I've learned from this episode that I am not dating any woman with kids.
No, I'm not. Evidently, because I clearly get very riled up about this. I'm really sorry. I've been quite offensive, but
I don't think you've said anything. You've said worse.
Yeah, I probably have.
You
to
said
it.
Worse. You said worse.
I don't recommend it for someone like me. I can't cope with it. If you
but
can,
people with
I
kids,
take my hat off to you.
Yeah, people with kids, they still deserve love.
100%.
They just ain't getting none from me.
Yeah, I hope you find someone that is patient enough. If you're a parent and you're not with the parent of your child and you are trying to look for another relationship, please make sure you're ready. Please make sure you're not putting someone else into a relationship with you and your children when you're not ready to give them what they need as well. The amount of relationships I know that go wrong because a person is still dealing with toxic shit from their ex. Don't get in a relationship if you're not ready.
Or if you ain't got the fridge stocked with Capri Sun, don't do that either. I'm getting some Capri Sun after this episode.
Yeah, I love a Capri Sun, you know. I wish I was a child so I could still have that shit.
I guess to wrap up, it's April Fool's Day soon.
Very soon.
I remember back in the day, all the girls used to do the pregnancy thing.
Oh, yeah. I think
pregnant.
I actually don't recommend doing that. I feel like...
Yeah, no,
I've been educated on this and I feel like
it's very distasteful.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's very nerve-wracking.
There's women who die to hear pregnancy test results coming back positive or women that can't have that and don't have that and seeing that as a joke, it's not a joke to a lot of
people.
It's not, you know?
And it's not, especially being on the receiving end of that because that's news.
It's not funny.
A lot of us don't want to hear, so yeah, let's not make 100%. Those jokes.
Let's make jokes, but not ones that are hurtful, you know?
So, the girl that I looked off the other day, if I call her up and...
No,
and
this is not
her,
a funny joke.
That's not funny?
No.
I think if I generally called her up on April 1st...
And did what?
And say, listen, you know the other day when...
That is so evil.
When I messaged you, I wasn't in the right headspace.
No, that's evil. That is so evil.
Obviously, like, I can't lie, man wasn't even in the right headspace at the time.
That voice
know?
That he does...
And I've been thinking about you since, and I can't stop thinking, and you know what I'm saying? Like, when I hit him with that voice?
That voice is utterly vile, I'm not going to lie to you.
Why?
You just sound like an A-star dickhead. Why are you doing... What is the need for that?
Fuck it.
You're trying to make your voice 10 times deeper than it actually is. So you're voice fishing.
That's a voice fishing.
Don't do that.
No, that
so
listen, women love that voice, man.
I don't think so.
But anyway, what April Fool's joke can I do? I want to do something funny. That could
Let's
be
do
believed.
Something funny. We need to plan one. That would be funny.
You can prank someone.
Yeah.
I was going to say something really inappropriate, but no.
You have to be careful with April Fools, man.
Mm. You don't want people taking that shit too seriously.
Mm, true that.
Okay, well, we can think about what to do on April Fools. By the time this episode airs, April Fools would have come and gone. So if you guys do anything funny for April Fools, please let us know.
Yeah, I love April Fools jokes.
Mm, we love making fools out of people. Well, like, obviously.
So do
I might have to talk.
Baby mums and dads, they love doing that too.
No, you're not lying.
Stop!
I can't lie. I might have to spend the whole episode talking like this next episode.
I swear to God, I'll walk out the room.
And get bare things.
I said this and you're doing that on your own.
Bare things in man's DMs. And
guys, please tell him that this guy sounds like a dickhead.
They love it, man.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Who loves that?
I got bare things with that voice.
If a man spoke to me in that voice and then I met up with him and he started speaking normally, I'd be like, I'd be thinking in my head, why did he do that?
I know we're talking in person, but I don't feel like I could speak to a normal girl.
As opposed to
a stepmom at 21. You need a whole Netflix show about you. Fuck Teen Mom, bruv.
I do know. I need to go on Teen Mom. In my first one, I really didn't do up stepmom. I literally met the kid.
Did you tie their laces for them?
No.
What a shit stepmom are you, bruv?
Mm. I made cakes and shit with the other one, though. That was cute.
That's nice. You never made me a cake before, but there you go.
We can make cake. I'm not a very good baker, to be fair. If she listens to this, she'll probably be like, think you were trying to poison my cake.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening.
It's been a pleasure.
If you have kids, we love you.
We do, and you deserve love.
Yes. Send me your Capri Suns.
Please donate us some Capri Suns.
Fuck
we don't want to be stepmom and dads, but we really do want your children's snacks. So if you just give us a snack.
I would love to be in a woman's yard. Like,
yeah, mum's house.
You know how much shit I'd be, it's Mr. Amazing. Kipling, how much shit I'd be eating?
You know when I used to babysit like my friend's children and that? Mm. I'd just be in their cupboards like, these lunch snacks are amazing. I love children's snacks, you know.
Yeah, please like send us some snacks.
Whatsits and all of that. Give
please
me all
send
of
us
that.
Some
send
snacks.
Because
we get hungry.
We've been hurt and we're hungry.
We're hurt and we're hungry.
Anyway, night, guys. We hope you don't get fooled on April Fool's.
I hope a lot of you don't get fooled on April Fool's.
Stay wary, guys.
And if he asks you out on April Fool's, that's what I might have to do. I'm gonna ask someone out on April Fool's.
Yeah. Yeah,
I feel like we need an April Fool's special.
Yeah,
just calling people.
Let's call people.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Let's do this. I need you as my girl, like. And then the next day, by the way,
you're not actually my girl. You know? You've got 8 girlfriends texting you in the morning, like, morning, babe. Night, guys, or morning, guys.
Night, morning, afternoon. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you decided to be here with me. Oh, I'm selfish this week.
Yeah, you are selfish.
Anyway, love you guys.
Bye.